This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. senators passed a bipartisan debt limit deal Thursday night, approved overwhelmingly by the House of Representatives. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke with reporters following the vote.
This demanded a bipartisan solution. We knew we'd need to come together for a solution like the one that passed tonight. And so I'm happy to stand here passing this critical legislation to support our families, preserve vital programs, and most importantly, avoid catastrophic default.
The U.S. had been on track to run out of cash in 4 days. The bipartisan legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. The legislation does not set a new monetary cap, but the borrowing authority would extend to January 2nd of 2025, 2 months past next year's presidential election. With warring sides failing to abide by a ceasefire, the White House announced sanctions in Sudan. AP correspondent Mike Hippen reports.
The White House says it will levy sanctions against people who it says are, quote, perpetrating the violence in Sudan. The U.S. is imposing visa restrictions on officials from the warring Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces, along with leaders from the former Omar al-Bashir regime. On May 4th, President Biden issued an executive order that expanded U.S. authority to respond to the violence and help end the conflict. The U.S. is urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a concerted effort to abide by a lasting truce after peace efforts collapsed yet again. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And violence erupted in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Thursday after court sentenced firebrand opposition leader Ousmane Sonko to 2 years jail for corrupting youth, a move that dims his hopes of contesting next year's presidential election. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States retaliates for Russia's suspension of New START treaty by revoking visas of nuclear inspectors. We get more on that story from the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration is retaliating for Russia's suspension of the New START nuclear treaty. The U.S. is revoking the visas of Russian nuclear inspectors, denying pending applications for new monitors, and canceling standard clearances for Russian aircraft to enter U.S. airspace. The New START treaty is the last arms control treaty remaining between the U.S. and Russia. The State Department says the visa revocations and application denials, as well as a U.S. decision to stop sharing information on the status or location of missiles and telemetry data on test launches, were consistent with international law because of Russia's actions. The U.S. will, however, continue to notify Russia when it conducts test launches. The new measures are reversible should Moscow return to compliance with the treaty. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Countries that use the euro currency have seen a drop in inflation. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Europe's inflation took a positive turn with a significant drop to 6.1%. The annual figure in May eased from 7% in April for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The drop is a welcome sign that the explosion in price increases, which peaked in record double digits last October, is heading in the right direction. However, prices are still posing a pinch to shoppers. Economists warn it will be many months before normal levels of inflation are reflected in price tags in shops. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, Iran carried out 142 executions in May, marking the highest number of people put to death in 1 month since 2015. More than half of the executions were for drug-related crimes, and the rest were given for the Islamic crimes of blasphemy, adultery, and spreading corruption on earth, according to the Oslo-based Iran Human Rights. The executions have prompted calls for more international pressure on Iran to at least decelerate the current pace of capital punishments. Iranian authorities reject the criticism, saying only serious crimes are enshrined in the country's penal code warrant the death penalty. Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a controversial law that ostensibly promotes patriotism, but has been denounced by the opposition as a draconian attempt to stifle dissent ahead of the national election. The bill passed by the lower house criminalizes acts that damage what it called the sovereignty and the national interest of the southern African country. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.